It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, indigenous people living in North America thousands of years ago were very skilled at domesticating plants. We'll meet a botanist who's been searching high and low for the forgotten crops they left behind. First, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is out after months of speculation that he would either quit or be fired. The news came out in a tweet from President Trump. The president also tweeted that he plans to nominate CIA Director Mike Pompeo as Tillerson's replacement. The relationship between Tillerson and Trump has reportedly had many ups and more downs. Here's the president earlier today.
We got along actually quite well, but we disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess he thought it was okay. I wanted to either break it or do something, and he felt a little bit differently. So we were not really thinking the same.
Nehal Tusi is a foreign affairs correspondent at Politico. Nehal, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you've been reporting for months on the potential firing of Rex Tillerson. How did it end up happening?
To be honest, it was sort of a surprise. Although people had thought for a long time that Rex Tillerson was going to be on his way out, either getting fired or by quitting, in the last few weeks there was a sense that he'd kind of hit his stride and that he might stick around for longer than people had anticipated. People literally lost bets on this. But, you know, it seems like with the recent revelations involving the talks with North Korea and some other aspects, that President Trump just decided to pull the trigger and replace Mr. Tillerson.
And it doesn't seem like Rex Tillerson was involved in some key Secretary of State type things like this announcement of openness to talking to the head of North Korea, right?
Yeah, I mean, ironically, you know, Tillerson was advocating for talks with North Korea well before Trump was. And so in a way, Trump was coming over to Tillerson's point of view. But when Trump made the final decision, it was very spur of the moment. And he didn't quite loop in the secretary into the decision to actually talk to North Korea. So it was just another example of Tillerson seeming like he was out of the loop and just being caught flat-footed by a very impulsive and mercurial president.
You've been writing about the reaction in the State Department itself. What have sources there been telling you?
Well, you know, when Tillerson came into office, people were really excited. They thought, here's a guy who knows the world, who's run a large organization. They really wanted him to succeed. But over time, they grew incredibly disenchanted with him, and they felt like he was too insular. He'd ignored the expertise at the State Department. He had like a handful of people that he turned to for everything, and people just felt like very frustrated with him. They also didn't like his efforts to cut the staff and to reshape the department and cut the budget. And so there was a lot of unhappiness, and so now people, for the most part, are happy to see him leave. They hope that he takes some of those top aides with him. They really feel very frustrated and angry toward those high-level aides who basically kept Tillerson kind of closeted away, in a sense. And at the same time, they're excited that Pompeo is coming on board because Pompeo has a better relationship with Trump, but they are a little bit worried because Pompeo is much more hawkish than Tillerson and much more of a political partisan.
Tillerson, before his departure, had been vocal about Russia. He put out a statement yesterday condemning Russia for the UK nerve agent attack. The British government blamed Russia. He agreed with that assessment. He also referred to Russia in his sort of parting remarks this afternoon. Here's a listen.
And much work remains to respond to the troubling behavior and actions on the part of the Russian government. Russia must assess carefully as to how its actions are in the best interest of the Russian people and of the world more broadly. Continuing on their current trajectory is likely to lead to greater isolation on their part, a situation which is not in anyone's interest.
Nehal, can you talk about Rex Tillerson and how he's approached Russia versus the rest of the Trump White House?
Well, this is really fascinating because Tillerson was given an award, an order of friendship from Russian President Vladimir Putin several years ago. As the former CEO of ExxonMobil, he knows Putin. He's been to Russia many times. And so a lot of people thought, well, Tillerson's going to be very soft on Russia. Now, in the beginning, Tillerson did try to patch up relations with Russia, and that put him kind of on the same wavelength as President Trump, who came into office keen to make friends with Putin and the Kremlin. That being said, over time, Tillerson has, you know, become more and more frustrated seeing that Russia is not keeping its promises on issues such as Ukraine and Syria. And he has taken a much harder line than the president has. And this past week, just yesterday, it was a very good example. There have been two people poisoned or attacked by some sort of nerve agent in Britain. And the British blame Russia for this attack. And the White House would not go so far as to agree with the British that it was the Russians behind it. But Tillerson did go that far. He called out the Kremlin, and he just, you know, really laid out his frustrations with the Kremlin. And that, once again, seemed to put him at odds with President Trump.
Talking to Nihal Tusi from Politico about the departure of Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. In the how he got fired department, we've heard different stories from the White House and then from a State Department spokesperson, Steve Goldstein, who's been fired since making this statement. He said the secretary had every intention of staying because of the critical progress made in national security. Advancing a bit, the secretary did not speak to the president and is unaware of the reason, but he's grateful for the opportunity to serve. And now he's been fired since this statement. We've heard different accounts of what exactly happened, right?
Yes, that's right. One account says that the chief of staff, John Kelly, told Tillerson on Friday that his ouster was imminent, but that Tillerson didn't realize it was going to be announced in a tweet and that he didn't know this tweet was coming today. Then we've heard Steve Goldstein's account. The funny thing about all this is that in a way, all of this can be true. It is entirely possible that Trump and Tillerson did not speak until this morning, but that Tillerson was aware something was going on as of last week. So it's not necessarily that they are in direct contradiction, but that maybe they tell different pieces of the story. In any case, the White House was deeply frustrated with Steve Goldstein's account, and so they fired him as well. It's been just an extraordinary day, and what's really amazing is that the president this morning, in talking about this, said that he feels like he's finally on the path to where he's getting the cabinet that he wants. And, you know, it's been a year and a half, and almost a year and a half, and that's really extraordinary that he feels like he hasn't quite gotten the cabinet that he wants yet.
You reminded us in a tweet earlier today that Rex Tillerson and Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin reportedly at least had agreed months ago that if the president got rid of one of them, the other two would resign. Have you heard anything about this lately?
No, not at all. And that report from the beginning was very odd because, you know, we can kind of understand Tillerson and Mattis, who are said to be good friends and colleagues, making such an alleged pact. But the Mnuchin factor was a bit odd. People weren't quite sure how Steve Mnuchin, who seems to get along well with Donald Trump, has quite fit into this picture. So, you know, from what we can tell, there's no imminent sense that either Mnuchin or Mattis are going to be leaving. And so I think that report was probably a bit wrong.
Let's look toward the future now. Mike Pompeo will be nominated. The Senate is, I guess, planning on taking up his nomination in April. Well, this North Korea meeting is supposed to happen in what, May? So there's some little chaos at the top of the State Department at a big moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. One thing we were told is that President Trump wanted a new team in place ahead of these talks, but the confirmation process is going to take a while. Pompeo is a polarizing figure. He's very partisan. A number of human rights groups and Muslim advocacy groups have come out calling him an Islamophobe, saying that, you know, he has not opposed torture. So we can expect these hearings to be pretty intense. And so we don't know when he's going to be confirmed as Secretary of State, or if, I should add. And so, yeah, I mean, we're going to have, you know, Tillerson's going to be gone by the time the North Korea talks happen, if they happen. And it's just more of a vacuum. At the same time, there is an argument to be made that it doesn't really matter because the State Department has been largely sidelined in many of these policy issues, including North Korea, to a large degree. So, you know, a lot of this is going to be run out of the White House anyway.
People have been talking about Tillerson leaving for a long time now. There's speculation about other key people in the national security and foreign policy staff. Nihal, are you expecting to see more firings / resignations anytime soon?
Well, you know, the president said that he's getting close to getting the cabinet that he wants. You know, there's been speculation for weeks, months actually, now that H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor, is also going to be pushed out. So sure. I mean, I think anything is possible. I don't know exactly when it will happen, but, you know, this is an administration that keeps us all on our toes.
Nehal, we'll let you get back to reporting. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Nehal Toosey, foreign affairs correspondent at Politico. She joined us to look at the shakeup surrounding Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's departure.